Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Ah, yes. A good day and have a great day. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR, Lana, Kevin. Lana, how are you this morning?
Well, it's Tuesday. I'm here, and I made it on time, so we're doing pretty good today.
Well, hey, anytime you're on time is a great thing.
I know.
It's a good feeling. You're always on time, though.
The hardest part of the day is actually getting up and getting out of bed. So that is done, and we're here, and we're ready to rock and roll.
I don't know. I don't care what time you get up. That first 10 minutes is how am I going to get out of this day?
It's the worst. I mean, it is.
It is. It's the worst.
It's absolutely the worst.
We are lucky to do what we do, though. So I know other people out there on the road right now are saying the same thing. Like, oh, man, if it just was a way for me to kind of get out of work today, that'd be the...
Every day.
But once we get in there, we start rolling, and we have a blast with you guys. So we appreciate you having us on. Kevin, you doing all right this morning, sir?
Yeah, doing really well. I'm just going to say congratulations to my alumni and fellow USF Bulls. The baseball team is in the Super Regionals for the very first time ever. Two more wins. It's going to be tough. And they could be in the College World Series.
But name a couple of the people that they've won. Like, they beat Florida.
They beat Miami. And then those two got eliminated, and they had to beat South Alabama. And they did so yesterday, and they won 6-4. And
that's cool.
I mean, I know college baseball isn't enormous, not like college football or anything, but what a big deal for the program. It's the first time ever. It's such a big deal for USF. So I'm very proud, and I'm sure all the alumni are as well.
Go Bulls, baby! Go Bulls! I love it. All right. Today, I like our game that we're playing called Wipeout for Aquatica tickets. We changed the name. We had like a kind of a creative conflict here at the studio, and we decided, you know what? We're going to go with a different name because it was called Very Lazy. It was called Water Songs. So we said, you know, it's going to make it more fun. So Aquatica tickets, we're going to play a game called Wipeout. We'll explain that at 7:40. Travis Tritt tickets, 6:20. Ruth Eckerd this weekend, June 13th. We will hook you up with those as well when we play Secret Celebrity. Right now, we want to know, though, what in the world are you doing up right now? We're glad you're up with us right now. So 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Let's kick the day off with a little Kenny Chesney. This is Here and Now. It's 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's 99.5 QYK. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
This is Jeff from Zephyr Hill.
Well, good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
It sounds like it. Where are you? What in the world are you doing up right now?
Well, I'm going to work, as always.
Yeah, where do you work at?
Brandon Electric.
Oh, this is our guy.
I bet you got a busy day today.
Yeah, according to my schedule, I got 10 stops. Jeez. I think.
We talk about this all the time. You are the hero, though, when you come in. People were saying, my AC doesn't work or something else going on, and you are the electrician that makes it happen.
Or when their power pole goes off their feeders and the Pico comes over there and shuts them down, I come out there and fix it.
There you go.
You're a good man.
Good man.
Yay.
Well, listen, we appreciate you having us on. You have a great day, okay?
You too. You have an awesome day, and you guys are doing an awesome job.
Well, we appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Be safe on the roads.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye. There's a guy in a very happy mood right there.
Yes, it is.
I love it. I want what he's drinking. All right, Travis Tritt tickets coming up next with our Secret Celebrity. Jason LD, Blame It On You, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. We are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
And we're sending you to a real live concert. That is Travis Tritt. He's going to be at Ruth Eckerd Hall on June 13th. Tell us who this Secret Celebrity is.
There's a line in the song about the couch, or the sit on the couch watching TV all day long. My wife laughed at that. She's like, you haven't sat on a couch in 7 months or watched TV. You've been like outside the whole time. I'm like, I know, I'm trying to like relate.
His biggest critic is his wife. I love that.
Talking about his new song, Gone.
He's been known to get a little bit tipsy on a plane before.
Yeah, but he better watch out for those Popo 5150.
Oh, hey now,
he's doing that, you know.
If he is, he doesn't know what he's thinking.
Oh, that is true. And, you know, when he was on that plane, he was going somewhere on a beach.
Yes, so he was.
Know. Anyway, I mean, these are just a few things we want to tell
just
you about.
It's going to be free and easy.
There you go, Lana. I love it. All right, who is that? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. All right, we are playing Secret Celebrity right now on 995 QIK. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. What part of town are you in?
I'm in St. Petersburg.
All right, Cindy in St. Pete right now. All right, Cindy, I think we gave you some good hints. Who is our secret celebrity?
There's a line in the song about the couch, or the sit on the couch watching TV all day long. My wife laughed at that. She's like, you haven't sat on a couch in 7 months or watched TV. You've been, like, outside the whole time. I'm like, I know, I'm trying to, like, relate.
Dirk Bentley,
the one, the only. Talking about his wife being a critic of his music and him trying to be relatable.
Well, because it mentions that he watches TV on the couch all day and his song gone.
Well, yeah. But she was like, you don't sit on the couch. What are you talking about?
I saw him at Walmart over in Pinellas Park before he was very popular.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Love
it
that.
Was.
Well, you're going to see Travis Tritt at Ruth Eckert. He's going to be there, I'm telling you.
Yeah, woo!
Oh, that's awesome. I love Travis Tritt.
Yep, June 13th, Ruth Eckert, you're there.
Great. Thank you so much.
You got it, Cindy. Hang on for me. Coming up next, QIK family, we're going to need your help for QIK Family Matters. And I want your advice for this one. It's after Randy Houser.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. You know, I need someone.
Help! All right, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin. We do our QYK Family Matters. We try to help somebody out who's written us a letter, QYKFamilyMatters@gmail.com. And we read it on the air, and QYK Family, with your life experience, we look for your help.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got a letter today. This is Stacy in Wesley Chapel. She said, hey, JR and Lana, thank you for reading my letter and getting me advice on this issue I'm having with one of my son's friends. I have a 10-year-old son who recently started summer break, and I volunteered to watch one of my son's friends for a few hours a week. This is my son's best friend, and I want them to have a great summer, but his friend is an absolute terror.
Oh, boy.
He has no manners, he has damaged things in our home, and I see some signs of him bullying my son.
Oh.
I want to talk to his mother about this behavior, but I am wondering what the best way to go about that is. I think my son's friend is just acting out, but I am not sure why. Is there any advice the QYK family can give me to help my conversation with his mother?
Oof.
Love your show, and thank you, Stacy. Now, there's a few ideas that come to mind of maybe what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a tough conversation, though.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know which road I would go down. But you know what, QYK family? She is looking for your help. This is where we want you to call right now and help Stacy out with this problem. How would you have this conversation with the mother of this child that seems to be a little bit of a terror at your home? That's what I want to know. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I need somebody help, not just anybody.
All right, doing our QYK Family Matters right now, trying to help out Stacy and Wesley Chapel. JR, Lana, and Kevin on 99.5 QYK, looking for your advice, QYK family. Basically, Stacy is helping out a friend with her child, mm-hmm. that happens to be friends with her 10-year-old.
Mm-hmm. They're best friends.
They're best friends, and he is a little bit of a terror, meaning the kid that she is watching. No manners. Has actually damaged things at their house. And she goes, I don't really know how to have a conversation with his mom because I don't want to bag on the kid.
Right.
But something needs to change. So getting your advice right now. Good morning, TJ. What do you think?
I just say she got to do, you know, she got to step up and be, you know, be a mom, you know.
And have a conversation with the other mom?
Have a conversation with the other mom and explain the situation.
And just put it, lay it out right there on the table. Just lay it all out.
Just lay it out on the table. Exactly.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling, TJ.
Okay, man. All right.
Have a great day.
Tough thing to do, you but too, yeah, yep. It's exactly what she needs to do.
Well, yeah, it's a conversation where you don't want to bag on somebody's kid.
No.
But at the same time, you can't have that going on at your house.
Right.
All right, Don's in Lutz right now. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How's your day going?
Doing good. All right, so I want to hear what your advice is.
My advice would be for her to actually have the conversation with the mom and the son together.
Mm.
And then when she's talking to him, then the mother can kind of, like, validate and confront, like, her son right there. Maybe even first talk to the mom privately, but then say, we'll just have a conversation with your son there, because if things don't change, you know, we're going to have to, you know, probably cease the watching and the visits.
For sure. I like that. That's a great idea. That way, she doesn't feel like she's exaggerating or making anything up, because her son's right there. So.
Well, and not only that, I mean, then you sit there and you go, okay, well, my mom is here too. Like, this kid,
right.
My mom's here too. This must be serious.
Right.
And the fact that someone else is talking to me about this with my mom present, yeah, this is the real deal, and the mom can validate, hey, you need to shape up.
Exactly. I've actually had a similar situation with my kids, and we did it that way, parents and kids together, and then they said, you really do that? And then it's he's got caught, so.
All right, Don, well, I appreciate you calling.
All right, keep it in touch, you guys.
All right.
Thank you, Don.
Will do. Yeah, you know, that's one of, I mean, it's just a tough conversation to have, but it's something that you can't just have that going on at your house.
Exactly. And sometimes it's easier on parents when you have another child there, especially when you have an only child. That right. way they're busy. So it kind of gives you a little of a break. But if you've got more tear going on in your house, then right. it just becomes, that's a lot more work than that you need to probably want to deal with.
Well, Stacey, hopefully that helped you out. Thank you, QYK family, for chiming in on that. Coming up, 7:05, your car line fun fact. We're going to see if I can stump you, and also Lana and Kevin. It's coming up.
Well, it's a car line. Fun fact.
Well, we know those car lines are few and far between right now. It's 995 QYK, yeah. But hey, you can still like this if you're out on the road. All right, so I have a question for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
The blob of toothpaste that sits on top of your toothbrush has a name. Do you know what it's called?
No.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like when it squeezes out
of... Squeezed right there on the top.
Yeah.
Boom.
No, I do not.
No idea.
It's called a nurdle.
Nurdle?
So next time you borrow toothpaste, hey, babe, can I get a nurdle?
Oh, my goodness.
A nurdle.
A nurdle. Now, let me ask you another question.
You're probably going to get slapped if you say that.
Yeah. What's a nurdle? Vending machines are bigger threats to humanity than sharks.
Oh, I say yes.
This is true.
How so?
Because it could fall over on you.
You are twice as likely to be killed by a vending machine than a shark, according to a New England aquarium. Apparently, the aquarium vending machines are pretty dangerous over there. So, yeah, that is a true story. Twice as likely. So next time
you
I'm sitting here alive. No,
well, no
I've never
just saying,
had
I've never even seen or even heard of that before.
A vending machine falling over?
Yeah.
I mean, next time you're reaching for those Cool Ranch Fritos or whatever, Doritos, just be careful.
All right.
Watch out for that thing.
Yep.
Could happen to anybody.
Twice as
likely as a shark, though. That's pretty wild.
So next time you're walking by a vending machine, maybe just walk a little bit farther in front of it.
Whoa, is it stable?
It's stable.
So now, well, you know what it is? Here's something to think about.
People
you know,
kicking and shaking the machines
exactly.
all the time.
That's right.
My chips are stuck. The M&Ms are stuck and they're shaking it.
And then, oh no, I'm stuck underneath the vending machine. See, look it up. All right, there you go. Carline fun facts right there. All right, let's do that. 7:15, second date update, less than 10 minutes away. Here's Blake Shelton, minimum wage on 995 QYK.
Time now for the second date update on 995 QYK.
All right, let's see if we can help out Elizabeth today for the 7:15 second date update. She's on the phone right now. Good morning, Elizabeth. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Doing all right.
I'm doing good. I'm glad you reached out to us. We're going to try to help you out today. Looks like this guy's name is Jeremy. Is that right?
That is right.
All right. Tell us how you know Jeremy and tell us about your date.
Well, we met online. You know, he seemed really great. And we texted back and forth a little bit. And we were just like, you know, decided to meet. Why not? You know, just go for it. So we actually met at Del Fresco's for dinner.
Nice.
Which, that's very nice. Yeah, quality. Which I was like, well, this is a good sign, right? Nice place. Mm. And we've both been doing online dating for a while, and, you know, we're just both over it, you know, and we know what we're looking for. We don't want to meet anyone at a bar or any of that dumb stuff. You know, it's exhausting. And I don't know, Jeremy's just amazing. We talked about everything and, you know, laughed, and he's just great. He's really clean cut, has a great job, you know, just a lot of potential. So I was like, this is, you know, I felt really lucky and thought everything was going really well. And at the end of the date, gave me a hug and a peck on the cheek and was like, let's do this again sometime. And then I just didn't really hear from him. And I was like, this is really strange. I haven't heard from him at all. And I honestly, guys, like, I never, ever text a guy first. But I texted him because I was just like, I don't know, you know, why not? It can't hurt. And I just sent him a quick text, asked if he wanted to get together again, and no response. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm really hoping we can find out.
Okay. We're thinking back to the date. You said that you guys talked about a lot of things. Did you feel like he was super engaged in the conversation? Like, he was digging what you were putting down?
It seems like he was to me. I mean, he definitely, like, knows what he wants. And, you know, we just exchanged stories about, you know, like, the future and all the stuff that we've gone through in the dating world and how we don't want to be in that anymore. It was, I mean, yeah, it was good back and forth.
So you guys are both on the same page, it kind of sounds like.
I thought so.
Okay.
Well, let's do this. Let's try to call him for you. Can you hang on for us, Elizabeth?
Oh, definitely. Thank you guys so much.
All right, hang on. Elizabeth has reached out to us today on the 7:15 Second Date Update looking for some help because she's really into this Jeremy guy.
Yeah, they went to Del Frisco's after they met online. She said they kind of just went out right away because they both seemed to click. She said they both seem like they're in the same place in their lives, and she said they had a good date, but she hasn't heard back from him. She even reached out to him.
Yeah, she's like, mm-hmm. I never do that, but I did it. All right, so we're going to try to call Jeremy right now and see if we can get him on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Jeremy?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Jeremy, sorry to bother you this morning. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QIK. How are you?
I'm good.
hey, listen, man, we appreciate it, and we wanted to see if we could talk to you actually for just a couple minutes. Would that be all right?
Sure. What's up?
Okay, so we're gonna be on the air, and we do something called a 7:15 second date update. We talk to people about dates they went on, and today we wanted to ask you a few questions about this girl, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Okay. Yeah. What's going on with Elizabeth?
Well, apparently she's really bummed that you haven't gotten back to her. I guess you guys went to Del Frisco's, had a great date. She was very complimentary of you and very into you, and now she's just trying to figure out what's going on because apparently you haven't gotten back to her.
Yeah. I, in all honesty, kind of wasn't expecting to hear anything from Elizabeth again. Very nice girl. She's doing her thing. She's a bit too organized for my tastes.
She's too organized? What do you mean by that?
She literally has dates for when she wants to have certain life events. She told me where she wants her kids to go to school, that if she gets in a serious relationship within the next 6 months, she wants to be moving in and stuff. Whoa. And that's just a lot, you know?
She told you on the first date that after she dates a guy for 6 months, she wants to move in with him?
Yeah, these were all icebreakers, too, mind you. This was like first 5 minutes. She just started going in on it, you know? Oh, I know what I want to do. I know where I want to be. I have my wedding dress picked out. She showed me photos. She showed me photos of the wedding dress.
Okay. Right. Yeah, that's...
Well, you know what? I think we should give her a chance to defend herself. Jeremy, we actually have her on the phone with us.
Sorry.
Elizabeth?
Yeah.
You pretty
hi.
Detailed?
Hi. Yeah. Hi. Hi, Jeremy. I guess it's good to find out, like, you know, what you're thinking. I mean, that I am very organized, but I mean, listen, I have to have a plan. Like, yeah, I'm organized. I I'm organizing my life so that I make sure that, you know, everything I need to get done gets done. And as far as like the future, I mean, I'm 33 years old and I want to have kids. So yeah, the clock is ticking. Like, I want to have kids before I'm 40. I need to know, you know, what I'm doing. I know exactly how long I'm going to date, you know, someone. I know how long we would be engaged. And, you know, I don't think that's a bad thing to know what you want and just be upfront about it.
Hey, you know, 33 is the new 19. You know, people are doing different things. You know, they're living different lives. I don't think we got to be scheduling things that far out in advance, especially after 2020. You know, life is so weird and short. C'est la vie. You got to just go with the flow, man.
Elizabeth, let me ask you a question. Yeah. Do you really have like a dress picked out, and you have like you said that you really wanted to be engaged and all that within
and
the
year? And you had the school. Your kids want to. You want to put your kids in yet?
I mean, yeah, I do. I mean, yeah. Why would it? I mean, what's wrong with that? I don't really understand. There are lots of people like struggle and search for those things for, you know, months or even years sometimes. I mean, I know what I want and I'm going to get it. That's the dress I want to wear if I get married. That's where I want my kids to go to school. I don't think that's a big deal, and I highly doubt I'm the only one. And, you know, you can keep saying like 33 is still young, but, you know, tell that to my eggs, because, I mean... It's not.
Yeah. Hello, eggs.
Oh, no.
Well, Jeremy, do you think that this is going to be something that's going to be a deal breaker for you, though?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Sounds like you got it planned out, too. Well, Elizabeth, I think it's great that you have things planned out and you got goals for the future and all that. I just think maybe for Jeremy, he might be a little taken back by all this. And it sounds like he's going to kind of go a different direction. Back to the drawing board.
I hear that.
And I think there's guys out there that have that they want a girl who's got her plan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I know there are. Jeremy's just not the
one. I don't know about on the first date, but it is what it is.
Yeah, you might want to date two.
Yeah.
Elizabeth.
All righty. Well, Elizabeth, I'm sorry we couldn't make a second date happen for you. I appreciate you coming on with us and reaching out to us. I'm glad you're on the show. Jeremy, thank you for being cool and coming on with us. And we appreciate it, guys.
Hey, happy to be here.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, Jeremy and Elizabeth, not going to be going back out on the 7:15 second date update. Did not happen. Elizabeth was a little too organized for Jeremy, had a lot of things planned out.
Well, yeah, she was a planner. She's like, I want to date for, you know, a year, want to be moved in 6 months, I'd like to be married, and I'd like to have my kids within the next, like, 3-4 years. So she was just a planner.
She was a planner, and that freaked out Jeremy a little bit, like, hey, I'm not looking for that big of a plan. So they will not be going back out. Getting your responses right now. Matt in Tarpon Springs, your thoughts?
I you know, I'm sort of on her side. My wife and I met sort of like that. We went on a first date. We met online. We went on a first date, and we laid it all on the line that first date, the first, like, 15 minutes. It was either we've both been through a divorce, so we've been through a lot, so... And we were both in our 30s as well, and we laid it all on the line, and we're married now for over 3 years and have a kid together.
Wow. So,
now, when you say you laid it on the line, what do you mean? You said, all right, here's what we're going to do. Like, you planned everything out?
Sort of like our plans like that. We both decided we wanted children. We both decided, hey, you know, I'm in this for the long haul. We're tired of dating, and it just worked out for us, like, sparks flew. It was pretty awesome.
Well, it's awesome for you, and I'm super happy for you. Do you feel like that she might have gone overboard a little bit by having, like, a timeline of 6 months we're doing
this? We didn't necessarily have the timeline, so maybe just a little bit on that. She definitely didn't have a dress picked out, I know that.
I can see, though, with the child thing, though. I mean, she is getting up there in age, and she wanted to have her kids before, you know, and earlier, so I can see that,
I can absolutely understand that. Yeah, my wife was the same way. She was just turning into her 30s as well. So,
All right.
Wow. Well, congratulations. I'm happy it worked out for you.
It's a great story, and I appreciate you calling.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Steve in Pinellas Park. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, JR and Lana. How are you?
We're doing great, man. Tell me what you think.
Well, I agree with her.
Really?
Dating's not a game. It's really something that you do to prepare for marriage. And so I'm glad that she's got her life in order and knows what she wants. And she was just telling him up front. So.
No, I was just asking. I was just asking someone else. Do you feel like the timeline might have been a little bit much? Saying, "Hey, 6 months doing this, out of a year, I want to do this."
Well, with today's day and age, no.
No. Crazier things going on in the world, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Steve. Thanks for calling.
It
have a great day.
It seems like it's taken the fun out of dating, though. You know, I mean, dating is supposed to be about fun and enjoying each other and getting to know each other. But just to date and get into that conversation right away, say, okay, yes, this is what's going to happen. This is going to be our life. Where's the spontaneity of that? Where's all the fun?
The devil's advocate to that and to Steve's point as well would be, all right, well, you know what you want. That's one thing. Like, yeah, you know, one day I want this and that. But when you start putting a timeline, doesn't that put pressure?
Yeah, I feel like that's just not the way to go, but that's just me personally.
Hey, it's gonna work. But you just heard two dudes that backed up Elizabeth.
I know.
So there's people out there for her. So that's your 7:15 second date update. We want to play a little game though right now called Wipe Out for Aquatica tickets. You want to play? We need caller 9 800-992-1099. All right, Linda and Land O'Lakes playing our game called Wipe Out. Linda, here's how the game works. We're going to play you a song that has to do with water, obviously being the theme of Aquatica. You got to tell us who that artist is or that name of the song, and you will win Aquatica tickets, all right?
Okay.
Here's your first one.
Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head. I was still in a baggage line.
All right, who sings that song?
Zach Brown.
Zach Brown. Now, do you know the name of the song by chance?
Toes.
Hey, look at you. Look at that. I like it.
You are on it.
All right, Linda, yes, next one. You ready?
I'm ready.
Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh, I see his face, too.
See his face.
Chattahoochee, way down the Chattahoochee. Okay, multiple choice.
No, multiple choice. This is all you.
Alan Jackson.
Yeah.
There
you go.
Nailed it.
Way to go. Linda Atlanta Lakes just picked up some Aquatica tickets. Way to go.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Yes.
Awesome.
By the way, you doubted yourself, but you just got to stick with your gut. You had it.
I see his face. I see his face.
I listen to you guys every day for like 12 hours a day. So.
Oh, wow.
Well, we appreciate you. Make it 13 if you don't mind.
Hey, we're going to throw in a parking pass for you, too, then.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Lana.
All right. Hang on for me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, some more of those tickets this afternoon with Travis at 4:40. But coming up at 8:20, we will have Dustin Lynch on the show. Before that, get your 8:10 Music Minute. We go commercial free till then. New Chase Rice right there with Florida Georgia Line, drinking beer, talking God. Amen.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Cruise Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, the CMT Music Awards, hosted by Kelsey Ballerini and Kane Brown, airs tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on ET, and they have a bunch of collaborations. I'm really kind of excited about this show because Chris Stapleton is going to be performing with HER. You've also got like Miranda Lambert performing with Jack Ingram and John Randall. You've got Brothers Osborne and Dierks Bentley, Carrie Underwood and Need to Breathe. So a lot of different collaborations, including everything that goes on with the CMT Awards. So don't forget to tune into that tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. So Old Dominion's new song is called I Was on a Boat That Day Sounds Like a Party. And maybe it was because, well, it was.
When we took it upstairs to record it, we had this idea that it needed to sound like a party and needed to sound a little, you know, intoxicated. So we drank some tequila and went in and did our best little party dance song.
That is the best way to record a song. Tequila, making it sound like a party. So Dierks Bentley, you know, he did not write the song Gone, and he did his best to connect with it despite his wife Cassidy's good-natured ribbing. She talks about the line in the song about being on the couch all day.
There's a line in the song about the couch or the sitting on the couch watching TV all day long. My wife laughed at that. She's like, you haven't sat on a couch in 7 months or watch TV. You've been like outside the whole time. Like, I know, I'm trying to like relate.
Nothing like your wife keeping you humble, right?
Yeah, I love that.
And there's always a chance that a country star will show up at a club that they own. People partying at Miranda Lambert's Casa Rosa in Nashville on Sunday night saw her doing a two-step with John Party. John Party, Miranda, and then Miranda's husband were also there, although he was not singing this time. But you just never know when you go to somebody's club in Nashville.
Well, she used to always show up at Tootsie's, and she would play songs. And then Dirk Bentley would show up at Tootsie's and play. Tootsie's is like one of the main bars on the Drag in Broadway.
Super small.
But it's super small, and she would get up on the small stage, and they would try out new songs, and Dirk Bentley would show up with, what's his 90s group called? Do you remember?
Hot Country Nights.
Hot Country Nights, yeah. He would show up with them, and just he'd be in a mullet and a disguise and just play songs.
That was best. You just never know. All right, coming up, we've got Dustin Lynch. He's going to be on the phone here at 8:20. That is your Music Minute.
All right, appreciate you. We're going to play his new song, too, so hang on for me. We're 3 minutes away from that. Kane Brown first. Cool Again on 99.5 QX. Well, that is his new song right there, Thinking About You with Mackenzie Porter. Talking about Dustin Lynch. He's on the phone right now. Give it up for Dustin Lynch.
Dustin,
how are you?
Can't complain at all.
So where in the world is Dustin Lynch today?
Man, I'm in Nashville getting ready to actually do a little commercial shoot, believe it or not.
Really?
You can crank it up, man. It's fun.
Can we know what the product is?
I mean, I don't see why not. We're doing a shoot with Jersey Mike's Subs. Do you guys have them down there?
Absolutely.
Delicious.
Absolutely delicious.
Regular number 7, got to have it Mike's way as well, just so you know.
That's right, man. Yeah, I'm a Mike's way fan for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man.
And I'm not just saying this, that is the stuff that I eat the most. So it's kind of cool they reached out and want to do a little partnership with us.
Awesome. Very cool, man. Well, you have 1 million followers on Instagram now. Congratulations, you've made it.
Oh, yeah, big deal. Thank you. It does blow my mind. You know, we continually just try to make great music and hope people like it. And it's easy to forget how many folks are out there enjoying what we're doing, man. But when you look at stuff like that, you know, and the amount of, you know, listenership we've had over the years, it's kind of crazy. Step back and go, wow. I mean, feels like in a blink of an eye, we went from Cowboys and Angels to this point in my career. It's a pretty amazing ride.
Hey, man, you keep putting out good music. That's going to happen for you. So congratulations on that. Loving the new song, Tequila on a Boat with Chris Lane. How'd this come about?
Yeah, man, this is a song that I've had for a couple of years now and just been waiting on the right time to put it out. We thought about doing it last year. And, of course, with how uncertain things were, we're like, well, shoot, let's hold off again. It's been tough, you know, having it finished on our desktop in the studio, just sitting there in a folder, just staring at us for a year. But it's finally here, man. And what better way to release it than on my birthday? That's found on May 14th, which is my birthday. So it'll be fun, man. I think kind of speaks to what I'll be doing pretty much all summer long when I'm not on stage is being out on that water, man. I love doing live on boats, and I love fishing. I love floating.
Well, you know what, man? Now you said that. I saw some wake surfing videos, which is something that I do quite a bit here in Florida. How are the skills? Do we have a 360 down yet or what?
Yeah, we got the 360 down. This year, I'm going to, you know, I got to surf last year, believe it or not, with a couple of pros, and that really kind of changed the game for me because the instruction is there, and you can kind of see what they're doing. So I'm trying to go for some shoves and maybe even some sort of kick. I don't even know what you call it, but
I think it's called a shove it. Is that right?
Yeah, shove it. I can do it a little bit, but I want to get better at those and then possibly get to where I can cross over too, man.
There you go. Were you riding with Jake out there?
Haven't been with Jake yet. We've been threatening to get together this year. I think this year is going to be the year to do it. And he's got a great boat and mine actually gets in a couple of weeks. So we'll link up. And John Party and I did a lot of time on the lake together last year, believe it or not.
Well, that sounds like a blast.
Yes,
you and John Party.
It led to some wild nights afterwards. When the sun went down, I'll tell you that.
Very cool. Well, Mama's House is the song we're playing right now, Thinking About You with Mackenzie Porter. How does this come about? I don't know a lot about Mackenzie. Can you kind of give me a little bit of background on her?
Yeah, man. I didn't either. You know, this came about kind of just naturally. We originally recorded Think About You with Lauren Elena, and she and I just could not get our release schedule lined up to where it made sense. Mm-hmm. So I asked my team, I was like, look, can we just submit to Nashville for some younger artists? And maybe this is their shot to get on a song that we put out, you know, that introduces them to country radio and all that. So we did. And we got, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 submissions from younger artists, younger female artists. And I had my team take all the names off the submissions, and I just had them send them to me numbered. So I wasn't persuaded on if I knew the name or if I didn't. So I kept coming back to this one version, and that version ended up being Mackenzie Porter. And to come to find out, she's You know, I started digging in on her social media, and it's like, whoa, this girl's getting played a lot up in Canada. She's has a successful TV show. She's just the triple threat, you know, if you will. And after getting to meet with her, obviously record Think About You with her, and then the videos and all that, man, she's got a bright future ahead of her in country music. I'm so happy to have her on the stall.
I love it. You know, I didn't realize you guys were looking for a female because I did submit. And
well, there was a lower voice that couldn't really hit the note, so now you gave yourself away.
Oh man,
darn
it! Gosh, dang! I just tried to hit that. Had to try to get up there, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you couldn't quite hit that octave.
Yeah, I'll keep practicing and get back on there. Talking to Dustin Lynch right now, man. I hope you you come see us soon. Are you hearing anything? I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot where you're the know all be all on this, but are you hearing anything about touring for yourself?
Yeah, man, we are. We're actually, you know, it's become exciting. Nashville is turned back on. It's fun to see these, you know, these bigger companies opening back up, getting back in the office in the next month or two. We've got shows coming in and already getting asked to go on some tours next year and putting that schedule together. So it's just great to see, you know, the future is bright for country music and touring. I think, we can tell just based on ticket sales already that people are ready to get back to concerts, and it's going to be wilder than ever. So I cannot wait to get back down there and rip it up with y'all.
I love it, man. Well, Thinking About You with Mackenzie Porter, Dustin Lynch, give it up for
it. Yeah.
Appreciate you, Dustin, man.
Love you guys. Thank y'all.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Well, you want to hear a free concert from these guys? Summer Strumming virtual show.
We have got Russell Dickerson, we have got Cam, and Scotty McCreary, and this is all happening on Sunday, June 13th.
I can't afford it. I just can't.
It's absolutely free.
Oh. Is it now?
So you and your family and your friends, you can stream the show right from the comforts of your own home. Now, a lot of you kind of winding down on a Sunday night, maybe sitting out on your back patio. If you've got a TV out there, you can stream it right there from our app. You can stream it from YouTube. We've got all the information up at 995qyk.com. So Russell Dickerson, Cam, and Scotty McCreary as you're winding down for the weekend there on Sunday, June 13th. So put a little reminder in your phone.
Summer Strumming. And the theme song goes, Summer Strumming. Abby's so fast.
My watch just went off.
Her Apple Watch goes, you have 43 reminders.
By the way, we're going to go off the rails right here for just a second, okay? Lana's watch and her phone and all that go off
time.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. Would you like me to play the tape?
You just started singing Grease song and my phone, when my watch went off. I don't know why.
It's been programmed. I don't know why. Anyway.
All right, coming up, we have an I Feel Good story for you.
Yeah. This is really awesome. It has to do with one of our Hillsborough County Sheriff's Departments and a student here in Hillsborough County. So I can't wait to tell you about this.
Ah, I feel good. All right, and I feel good story for you right here in Tampa Bay, 995 QYK. Lana, what you got?
Well, on May 27th, Sergeant Vance from the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office was traveling along I-4 when traffic came to a sudden stop. While the vehicle behind her wasn't able to brake in time and ended up rear-ending her patrol car, she was not injured, but she quickly exited her vehicle to check on the driver. It was a teenager named Quentin. He went to school at Jefferson High School. He was not injured either, but he was very panicked, obviously. I would be, too, if I just ran into the back of a cop car. He thought for sure he was going to jail for this, and she basically just kind of calmed him down and said, you know what? You're not being arrested. You weren't driving over the speed limit. You weren't being distracted. She's like, just calm down. She goes, everything's going to be okay. I'm not even going to write you a ticket.
Wow.
And he was so grateful for that. He said, would you please come to my graduation party? So she decided that she was going to go to his graduation party, and she made an appearance. It was just something that she wanted, something nice to do.
This is what we do. This is what we live for. We live for these tiny moments where you make just a little bit of impact, you know, maybe in someone's life. And so I'm happy that I got to hopefully do that for him.
Even though I said there was no, like, I wasn't hurt or anything, they still came up to check up on me. So it made me feel like they actually cared about my health.
I wonder how the people at the party, if it was getting a little rowdy, a cop walks in. They're going, yeah. Uh-oh, the cops are here. Everybody calm down. They're like, no, 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 I know her.
No, it's a guest. You know, accidents actually do happen sometimes. But how awesome, instead of writing him a ticket and causing all that, she said, you know what? Let's just calm down. We'll learn from this. And
make it a great experience.
Making a great experience. And off to the graduation party she went.
So. I love that. Great. Awesome. I feel good story for you right there. All right. Lightning tonight. I'm sure we're going to hear all about and get ready to roll with Kevin. In our 910 training in Tampa Bay. It's coming up. Here's Blake Shelton. I lived it. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 995 QIK, JR Lana, and the 23-year radio veteran, ACM CMA winner, pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF graduate.
Go Bulls!
And number one in our hearts, Kevin Ewell.
Thank you very much.
What's trending in Tampa Bay?
Well, the Lightning can finish off the Hurricanes tonight. If they win Game 5, they are leading the series 3-1 against the Hurricanes. The game is in Raleigh, North Carolina. Starts at 6:30, Lana, so it's a good time for you.
Yes.
And you can find that game on NBCSN. Let's go Bolts. Let's finish it off and go to that next round. That'd be fantastic. Lana, who won the Super Bowl?
Oh, that'd be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, the head coach of said Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Super Bowl champions, he got a contract extension. He didn't get a contract extension. He got more pay. They're keeping his contract. They're not giving him more years. He still can sign. He can be staying with the team through the 2023 season if they pick up his fifth-year club option, but he's getting paid more. The general manager, Jason Light, did sign a contract extension. So that's a good news. This just showing that, hey, we want to keep the players and the people that are the coaches in place, because obviously it worked.
Why? So. I have a question for you. When it comes to the coach, they don't take a salary cap hit on that, right?
No.
That's only players.
Correct. That's correct. So, so we'll have Arians at least through the 2022 season. If they pick up his fifth year, then he'll be here through 2023. So if you need help, emergency help in Hillsborough County, you obviously can call 911.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can text 911. So obviously is meant for people who are deaf, hard of hearing, or have speech disability. So obviously, if you have an emergency, you can just text. You can send 911 with no dashes, and you will get a reply confirming you're in contact with a dispatcher, and they ask for more details, and then you answer the questions using text. They would like to say that they cannot receive group text, images, videos, or emojis, so don't send a happy face, because it's probably not a happy situation if you're calling 911. And finally, congratulations to my alma mater, the University of South Florida Baseball Bulls. They are going to their very first ever Super Regional.
Yeah, baby!
So if you don't know how the regionals work, they put four teams in a region. Florida was in it, Miami, USF, and South Alabama. They're ranked from 1 to 4. And it's a double elimination. You lose two games, you're out. Well, they beat Florida the first game, they beat Miami second game, and then South Alabama, they got rid of Florida and they got rid of Miami, but they had lost the first game. So now USF has to win one of two games. Well, they lost the first one. So now it is a single elimination, winner take all. And that's what happened last night, and they won 6-4.
Yes. Awesome.
USF, so they are 2 wins away from going to the College World Series. So this now, the Super Regional, this is how it works. They're going to play the University of Texas. It's in Austin, Texas, home of your parents, JR. So they can go to the game.
I'm rooting for USF.
Of course. Okay, so the way it works is it's a best of three. So the team that wins two out of the three games goes to the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. And USF is two games away from that. I can't be more proud. It was awesome. Their very first Super Regional. And it's great.
I mean, Kevin, some of the teams they knocked off.
Florida.
Miami.
Florida was the preseason number one team in the nation.
Yeah.
And they beat them. And then they beat Miami 8-1. And
what
then
was 19 on one of the
that
games?
That was South Alabama. South beat Florida 19-1.
Wow.
Florida, they lost their two. Yeah, they lost two. And they were at home in Gainesville.
Bring the varsity next time, would you? Jeez.
But it's going to be tough. Texas, number two team in the country. But, hey, they beat Florida, Miami. Why not beat Texas now?
That's
so
awesome.
That series starts up on Friday. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir. And go Bolts, baby.
Hey, Shar, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.